Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think one thing that I hear a lot from people is that they really just want the mayor to play a more significant role in addressing some of the issues in the city that are pretty global, that are not issues that schools can solve themselves. And so these are issues that are making it difficult for students to learn. A lot of them are tied to poverty. You look at the large number of students who are chronically absent in Detroit, and they're not absent because they just don't want to go to school. They're absent because there are so many challenges in their lives. There's housing insecurity. There's homelessness. There's transportation concerns. A lot of families don't even have a car. And so those are things that people are hoping, you know, the mayor, Mary Sheffield, will be able to address. And she alluded to some of this in her acceptance speech last night. She talked about wanting to create a coordinated transportation system in the city as it relates to schools. She talked about wanting to invest in after-school programs. And she also talked about wanting to invest in wraparound programs. She's previously talked about wanting to address some of these social ills, I guess might be a good word, that make it difficult for kids to learn. You know, like I said before, schools can't solve the poverty issue. I think people are going to be waiting to see how she manages that, how she attacks some of these issues, how she works with schools, you know, both district and charter schools.
And for people who maybe don't have kids or their kids are older, graduated, why is education such a big focus? When some people would say, you know what, let's focus on other things, not everyone has kids, but why is education so important for this new administration?
Well, first of all, I mean, the city has been focused on a lot of other issues. And in order for the city to truly rebound, the education system has to also rebound. The city rebounds when people with school-age kids are moving into the city and putting their kids into the public school system. And that is happening, but it's not happening to a large degree. Schools are struggling overall, both district and charter. And in order for the city to really rebound, we have to have we have to improve the quality of the schools in the city. And that is not an easy thing, and it's not something that schools alone can do. So that's why it's important. If you want a strong city, you really have to address the public schools in the city.
I've previously worked for a school district in Oakland County as a preschool teacher, and I give teachers a lot of credit and administrators a lot of credit to be in there for decades. And you can see the difference that just having schools that have kids that have what they need to succeed can make for like the city as a whole, like you said. I'm just trying to look over. I pulled up your article just to take a quick peek. And addressing things like transportation and housing not only benefits kids in school, but people overall. If you're addressing transportation needs with late buses or buses that don't come at all, that's not just affecting students, that's also affecting people who rely on public transportation, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good argument for why people should care about, you know, the mayor wanting to play a role in education, because the things that will impact or make it easier for students to learn are also things that will make it easier for people in the city in general to live.
And is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want our listeners to know as we kind of transition into a new administration, the future of education, anything that we haven't touched on yet?
I'll just make a case for another case for why this is important. You know, we have a large percentage, about 60% of the district schools, students in the district are chronically absent. Academic achievement is low across the city. And there really is a need for the mayor or the city in general to really pull together to create a more cohesive education system, not to say that the city needs to ignore the independence of the school districts and charter schools, but there are so many governing education bodies in the city. You've got the Detroit School Board, but you also have dozens and dozens of charter school boards. And there are just so many issues that are global to all of these schools, and no one is sort of creating a cohesive vision for how to address some of these issues that not only affect schools, but affect the community, you know, the city in general. So the fact that, you know, Mary Sheffield has been very vocal about, you know, wanting to have, to play a role, to have an influence in schools and improve, you know, make sure that all students can succeed. We haven't necessarily had that focus from the mayor's office for a while. That's a really important thing for the city and for schools.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.